Welcome to the fourth and final parak of Megillat Rus. Here is the acquisition. Here's the happy ending. Boaz comes with 10 zakenim. He goes to this other closer family member, this Ploni fellow. Ploni just means a person. And he offers Elimelech's estate to him. And the family member said, yeah, I'll have it. However, when Boaz said, but he has to marry Rus, then he refuses. Boaz takes off his shoe. That's the acquisition of the property. That's the commitment. Shalaf Ishnalai, taking off the shoe. That's Kinyan Sudar or various other Kinyanim. And his marriage to Rus as well is effectively agreed upon at that point. There's Kanim are witnesses. Boaz marries Rus after the relative refuses. And ultimately, we have the lineage from David HaMelech. Rus has a son. That son is called Oved. Now, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Yud Tes Amud Beis, says that Nomi was the child's nurse. She would now have someone to perpetuate their family name and care when she was elderly. It's a very interesting thing. Nomi raised the child, although it doesn't say it over here. The Gemara tells that Oved's son was Yishai. Of course, Yishai's son is David. The Bar Tanura commentary says that there's a conversation, says that this conversation here is referring to deeper conversation between us and Hashem about redemption from exile, things that were later revealed to Daniel. The Medrash in Rus Zuta, Perek Dalet, says that Boaz passed away a day after marrying Rus. The entire episode was just there to produce Moshiach, and for that, one night was sufficient. She became pregnant, she had a baby, and the Davidic lineage was created. It's amazing that the David HaMelech's lineage comes from this somewhat controversial journey in Eretz Yisrael, out of Eretz Yisrael, convert, etc. You know, you see that Moshiach is being produced from the most meandering of historical circumstances and being Mekadesh things that you wouldn't have thought were the normal straight path, so to speak. And that's Moshiach's route. And that's our journey through history as a people.